Thanks for listening to our podcast. We've got more information and additional resources at probe.org/podcast. And be sure to check out our life-changing Summer Mind Games Camp for high school and college students.
Wouldn't it be nice if everyone went to heaven? Kirby Anderson examines Rob Bell's book, Love Wins, now on Probe.
One aspect of cultural captivity in America is the willingness on the part of Christians to accept unbiblical views about the gospel. This week, using the research from Probe Associate Pat Zuckerin, we talk about the book Love Wins by megachurch pastor Rob Bell. He challenges the idea that many will spend eternity in hell while only some will go to heaven. Now, Bell argues that God loves everyone and desires all people to be saved. However, if the majority of people never come to faith in Christ and spend eternity in hell, God fails to accomplish his will. Since this is not an acceptable conclusion, the only logical conclusion left is that in the end, all will eventually receive his love and enter into heaven. Now, Bell begins by bombarding the reader with hundreds of questions. The questions are meant to challenge and expose the alleged inconsistencies of traditional teachings and prepare you for his case for universal salvation. On page 1, he writes, "Will only a few select people make it to heaven, and will billions and billions of people burn forever in hell? And if that's the case, how do we know? How do you become one of the few?" Bell concludes this series of interrogations by questioning the character of God. But what kind of God is that, that we would need to be rescued from this God? How could that God ever be good? How could God ever be trusted? And how could that be good news? You know, in the final pages of his preface, Bell implies that those who oppose his view are judgmental and not open to discussion of vital doctrines of the faith. This is part of his strategy to discourage any criticism of his position. However, Scripture calls us to evaluate all teachings and discern truth from error, and Bell's teaching is not exempt from careful evaluation. You know, in the process defending his thesis, Bell ends up presenting a new kind of gospel, and since biblical theology is connected, you change the gospel, there is a chain of effects that also change your view of God, the atonement, and even a new teaching on heaven and hell. Bell diverges from various doctrines of traditional Christianity, beginning with the gospel message. It's not wrong to question the doctrines of historical Christianity, but they need to be consistent with biblical teachings. And Paul warns us in Galatians 1:19 the danger of preaching another gospel. When it comes to essential doctrines of the faith, Christians cannot compromise on the truths taught in Scripture.
This has been Probe with your host, Kirby Anderson. Love does win. But to find out how that's done biblically, you'll need to get your free copy of Pat Zuckerin's transcript on Rob Bell's book, Love Wins. Just go to probe.org/radio and join us next time as we elevate the biblical view into plain view here on Probe.
To support his thesis that all individuals will eventually enter into heaven, Bell must alter the gospel message. He admits that his message departs from traditional Christianity and that the message preached for past centuries is misguided and in need of transformation. He says a staggering number of people have been taught that a select few Christians will spend forever in a peaceful, joyous place called heaven, while the rest of humanity spends forever in torment and punishment in hell with no chance for anything better. It's been clearly communicated to many that this belief is a central truth of the Christian faith, and to reject it is, in essence, to reject Jesus. This is misguided, toxic, and ultimately subverts the contagious spread of Jesus' message of love, peace, forgiveness, and joy that our world desperately needs to hear. Now, the traditional message that salvation comes only to those who accept Christ in their lifetime is rejected by Bell. Bell believes all people are reconciled to God through Christ's death on the cross, regardless of whether they choose to put their faith in Christ or not. Those who do not receive Christ in this life will spend some time in hell until they eventually turn to God. Hell, then, is temporary, and no one will remain there forever. Now, to support this position, Bell refers to several scriptures, including Colossians 1, Matthew 19, and Acts 3, which state a similar message that Christ reconciled all things to himself. Bell also points to 1 Corinthians 13, which says love never fails. Therefore, he concludes that God's love will reach all lost people, and they will eventually turn to him, since no one can resist God's love forever. Unfortunately, Bell's conclusion is built on an incorrect interpretation of these passages and other passages that teach contrary to his views he also misinterprets or ignores. Bell's gospel is a departure from biblical teaching. Understanding the doctrine of salvation requires that we study all the passages regarding this doctrine and interpret them properly. Jesus taught in John 14:6 that he is the only way to eternal life, and in Matthew 7 that the way to eternal life is indeed narrow and only a few find it. Peter reinforced that Jesus is the only way in Acts 4, and Paul states in 1 Timothy 2 that only Jesus can mediate between God and men. And Hebrews 9:27 states that there is no chance for salvation after death. Although a difficult truth, the weight of Scripture stands against this new gospel of Rob Bell. In Love Wins, Rob Bell argues that all people will eventually enter heaven. In order to support his thesis, Bell must alter the gospel message. According to Bell, the entire world is reconciled to God through the death of Christ. Those who turn to God in their lifetime will experience fullness of life presently and in eternity. Those who die in a state of unbelief will be temporarily separated from God, but will eventually repent because God's love cannot be resisted forever. Bell uses several verses to defend his position. However, he misinterprets the verses to arrive at his conclusion. For example, one key verse is Colossians 1:20, which is a favorite verse by many universalists, which states that through him, Jesus, to reconcile to himself all things, whether things on earth or things in heaven, by making peace through his blood shed on the cross. Bell's interpretation is that Christ's death has atoned for all sin and places every person in right standing with God. Those who turn to God in this life will enter heaven immediately. Those who reject God's love in this lifetime will be temporarily separated from God, but will eventually receive his love and enter heaven. This verse does not teach a universal salvation. It teaches the scope, goal, and means of reconciliation. The scope of reconciliation extends to all creation, material and spiritual. Order in the physical world was disrupted as a result of the fall. Nature was affected not by its choice, but by Adam's choice. Christ restored order by bringing it again under his lordship, and full restoration will take place in the future. Angels and human beings, on the other hand, have choice. Reconciliation involves two parties who voluntarily decide to make peace. Fallen angels who rebelled against Christ are not willing to submit to his lordship, and thus reconciliation is not possible. Humans also must make a choice to receive God's gift of grace through Christ or reject it. This is made clear in the verses that follow. Paul states that we are reconciled if indeed you continue in the faith, not shifting from the hope of the gospel that you heard, which has been proclaimed in all creation under heaven, Colossians 1:23. Reconciliation depends on the individual receiving Christ by faith and persevering in that faith. Numerous other verses make faith in Christ the means of reconciliation. The means of reconciliation: those who receive Christ will attain right standing with God, and those who refuse are sentenced to eternal death. In his best-selling book, Love Wins, Rob Bell argues that in the end, everyone goes to heaven. However, in defending his position, Bell must alter the message of the gospel. In doing so, he also alters the character of God. Among the hundreds of questions Bell bombards his readers with, he asks the following: if there are only a select few who go to heaven, which is more terrifying to fathom, the billions who burn forever or the few who escape that fate? God choosing you instead of others. What kind of faith is that? Or more important, what kind of God is that? For Bell, a God who would send billions to an eternal hell would not be a God of love. However, in emphasizing God's character of love, he ends up neglecting God's other attributes and in the end alters the character of God. Bell is correct in stating that God is love. However, Bell commits an error common among many universalists. He ends up presenting an unbalanced view of God that emphasizes God's love to the neglect of other character qualities of God. Love is not the only or even the most dominant character about God. Certainly, along with love, God has a balance of other character qualities. Among these numerous qualities are the fact that the Bible teaches that God is also just, he is holy, righteous, sovereign, wise, and true. There are many qualities of God that are just as important as love, and they exist in perfect balance. Thus, emphasizing one trait to the exclusion of others leads to flawed theology. God is love, and He desires that all individuals be saved. However, God is also just and holy and must righteously deal with sin. That is the theme of books such as Leviticus and why God presents a detailed way of dealing with sin. The Levitical sacrifices are fulfilled in the death of Christ, who fulfills the righteousness of God. Those who refuse the gift of Christ's work on the cross have not been cleansed from their sin and therefore cannot enter the holy presence of God. Bell emphasizes God's love, but diminishes His holiness and righteousness, and therefore the magnitude of our sin and its effects on our nature is diminished. God hates sin and deals with sin seriously. In Revelation, the wrath of God is poured out upon the world in rebellion. In Revelation 20, those individuals not found in the book of life are thrown into the lake of fire. To build a picture of God who is excluded from His holiness, justice, and righteousness, who does not judge sin, is to present an unbalanced and false view of God. In Love Wins, Rob Bell argues that everyone will eventually enter heaven. To defend his position, Bell must alter the gospel message, the character of God, and the teaching on heaven and hell. Bell teaches that hell is not eternal but temporary, and in fact, heaven and hell are actually the same place. For those who have accepted God's love, this place will be heaven. For those who continue to reject God's love, this place will be hell. Hell is created by the individual who resists God's love. Bell states, we create hell whenever we fail to trust God's retelling of His story. The individual remains in this condition until he is won over by God's love and eventually turns to God. Then what was once hell now becomes heaven. Bell derives this from Luke 15, the parable of the prodigal son. In this story, after the younger brother returns, the father throws the former lost son a big banquet. However, the older son remains outside and chooses not to enjoy the party. Both brothers are in the same place, but one is at a party, the other is miserable. Bell states that it is our choice. We're at the party, but we don't have to join in. Heaven or hell, we're both at the party. Now, Bell believes that hell, however, is not permanent. He views it as a period of pruning or trimming or intense experience or correction. Eventually, this will end when the person turns to God because, according to Bell, no one can resist God's pursuit forever because God's love will eventually melt even the hardest of hearts. There are numerous passages, however, that teach that hell is eternal. 2 Thessalonians 1, for example, says, He will punish those who do not know God and do not obey the gospel of the Lord Jesus. They will be punished with everlasting destruction and shut out from the presence of the Lord and from the majesty of His power. Matthew 25, Jude 7, and Revelation 14 are just a few of the verses in the New Testament that teach that those without Christ will suffer eternally in hell. You know, in the book Love Wins, Bell argues that in the end, everyone will be in heaven because that is God's will. No one can resist God's love forever, and if all are not saved, God is not glorified. However, in changing the gospel message, Bell changes the character of God and the nature of heaven and hell. Paul warns us very strongly in Galatians 1:8 the danger of preaching another gospel. Unfortunately, Bell here presents another gospel, and in so doing, presents a false message of hope that has eternal consequences.